Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 12th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thoughts for the day. Sharing. In spite of the great increase in the size and the span of this fellowship, at its core it remains simple and personal. Every day, somewhere in the world, recovery begins when one alcoholic talks with another alcoholic, sharing experience, strength, and hope. Alcoholics Anonymous, page XXII. Thought to consider. We need each other's experience, strength, and hope, regardless of age or length of sobriety. Acronym, HOPE. Help open people's eyes. Just for today, money from the three legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. An aide quickly took the glowing report to his friend, Mr. Rockefeller, who we thought would surely be interested. Here was medicine, here was religion, and here was a great good work, all in one package. Mr. Rockefeller listened intently. He was tremendously impressed and said so. He has repeatedly stated that his connection with Alcoholics Anonymous is numbered among the finest and most moving experiences of his life. Nevertheless, Mr. Rockefeller flatly turned down this plea for a large sum of $50,000, despite the fact that the project appealed to his every charitable inclination. After a rereading of the aide's report, he said, "I am afraid that money will spoil this thing." When he gave his reasons, they were identical with those advanced by the Akron Group's minority at an earlier meeting. John D. Rockefeller, Jr. was guided then and there to save the AA Fellowship from itself and from unnecessary hazards of money, property, and professionalism. It was one of the turning points in AA's history. The aide then described the desperate financial plight of Dr. Bob and myself. On hearing of this, Mr. Rockefeller said, "I will place $5,000 for their use in the treasury of the Riverside Church in New York City, New York. You may draw on this as you like. This will give these men some temporary assistance, but this fellowship should soon become self-supporting." An account by Bill W. of events which took place in December 1937. From Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, pages 150 and 151. Daily Reflections. Giving up insanity. When alcohol has been involved, we have been strangely insane. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 38. Alcoholism required me to drink, whether I wanted to or not. Insanity dominated my life and was the essence of my disease. It robbed me of the freedom of choice over drinking and, therefore, robbed me of all other choices. When I drank, I was unable to make effective choices in any part of my life, and life became unmanageable. I asked God to help me understand and accept the full meaning of the disease of alcoholism. As Bill sees it, healing talk. When we consult an AA friend, we should not be reluctant to remind him of our need for full privacy. Intimate communication is normally so free and easy among us that an AA advisor may sometimes forget when we expect him to remain silent. The protective sanctity of this most healing of human relations ought never be violated. Such privileged communications have priceless advantages. We find in them the perfect opportunity to be as honest as we know how to be. We do not have to think of the possibility of damage to other people, nor need we fear ridicule or condemnation. Here, too, we have the best possible chance of spotting self-deception. Grapevine, August 1961. Big Book quote, "To get over drinking will require transformation of thought and attitude. We all had to place recovery above everything, for without recovery, we would have lost both home and business. Alcoholics Anonymous, Two Employers, page 143. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. This sober world is a pleasant place for an alcoholic to live in. Once you've gotten out of your alcoholic fog, you find that the world looks good. You find real friends in AA. You get a job. You feel good in the morning. You eat a good breakfast and you do a good day's work at home or outside. And your family loves you and welcomes you because you're sober. Am I convinced that this sober world is a pleasant place for an alcoholic to live in? Meditation for the day. Our need is God's opportunity. First, we must recognize our need. Often this means helplessness before some weakness or sickness and an admission of our need for help. Next comes faith in the power of God's Spirit, available to us to meet that need. Before any need can be met, our faith must find expression. That expression of faith is all God needs to manifest His power in our lives. Faith is the key that unlocks the storehouse of God's resources. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may first admit my needs. I pray that then I may have faith that God will meet those needs in the way which is best for me. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.